The Players,
Players Lounge.
The Players Lounge. The Players Lounge.
Players Lounge.
Holla back.
Hey, what's up? It's your girl, Nick Banks, and once again, welcome to the Players Lounge. Okay, now today we have actor and full Renaissance man, Brian J. White. Now, most of you guys know him from Stomp the Yard, The Game Plan, but he's in a brand new movie right now called I Can Do Bad All By Myself in theaters now. So, we're going to sit back, listen to some music, and get into our interview. One.
Sure, baby, we could be friends.
Off your coat,
and all you gotta do is take it off.
That's what I wanna do.
And all you gotta do is take it off.
Baby, kick off your shoes.
And all you gotta do is take it off.
Let's be more than just friends.
Girl, just relax. I know we just started talking. Girl, I can't help but to think of how we'd be.
We could sail the seven seas like it was a dream. We could climb the highest mountain, know what I mean? Or just chill and watch a movie like a TV. Baby, you just gotta trust, I promise you'll see.
Stop, drop your fears, baby, come get with me. Give me your tears, I got the remedy. Take down your shield, I'm not the enemy. Girl, I just wanna be the only one to make you happy. Baby, come close, I wanna be your body. Take it slow, ain't gotta bother nobody. We can't go wrong, baby.
Sure, baby, we could be friends.
So
where would this
be?
Where would go?
So play, let's
go. It don't
matter when we do it all.
Open friends,
so quick by sense.
Back and forth, we'd cock a
double. So play,
just
you rolling. It don't matter when we do it all.
Why just be friends?
And all you gotta do is take it off.
Take off your coat.
And all you gotta do is take it off.
That's what I want.
And all you gotta do is take it off.
Baby, kick off your shoes.
And all you gotta do is take it off.
Let's be more than just friends.
I don't want to move too fast, but girl, I'm ready. No pressure, girl, just sit back and let it be.
If I'm rushing, baby, girl, just let me know. Ain't no thing for me to stop and take it slow.
I got the remedy. Take down your shield, I'm not the enemy. Girl, I just wanna be the only one to make you happy. Baby, come close, I wanna be your body. Take it slow, ain't gotta bother nobody. We can't go wrong, baby, just think about it.
Sure, baby, we could be friends.
So
where would this
be?
Where would
go? So play,
let's go.
It don't matter when we do it all.
Open friends,
so
quick by sense.
Back,
yeah, we'd cock a
just you rolling in the mess when we do it all.
Why just be friends?
Now I know that love has failed you many times before, but I'm trying to make you see that the only one is me. So forget those other guys you dated long ago, and just let your mind be free.
Let's be more than just friends.
So
yeah,
so where would this back and
forth? Where would
come and so play?
Let's
go to the middle.
I had a chick, man, and she wouldn't have did me real wrong. I mean, I did the same thing to her, but she ain't had no right to do me like that, though, dog. For real.
You've been seeing him, and I know. And I was with her, and you knew about it. But I was too blind to see you, baby. And you was out here doing the same thing as me.
I wanna ask, has he been by the crib? Has he been in our car? And did you let him drive? 'Cause she's been by the crib. foes on the ring.
You just like me.
Come on, shawty, do your thing. Shout it, who you fooling you? No, I'm way too cool for you to run that game on me, play me, try to do me like a be doing you. Say you heard I was screwing her, just like I hear he doing you. Why you worry about me doing me? I see you doing you. I can make her better though. You gon' let him ruin you. Jeff, for the record, no, I wouldn't have her unless I could have the two of you. I know why he pursuing you. That booty do be moving, boo. Late night, straight pipe, that ain't nothing new to you. Wait a minute, can't tell me wanna tell me something, then tell me this. If I would've never would've hit that chick, would you even ever know dude existed? Now got me twisted. Your ass goodbye, I've kissed it. Now you all on his dick. Shout it, look at this.
Just like me. Shout it, y'all up in the club. Popping bottles of the blood. Giving all them dudes hugs. And you just
no,
like
I'm wrong,
me. She don't know how to act. On the fall back
but
in
down,
the back.
Better
the get head. Be mad. She's just like
dealing
me.
Dealing with a man with an ego, you know.
Okay, so that was Joe, I Just Be Friends, and Jamie Foxx's Just Like Me. But right now, we're going to welcome Brian J. White to the Players Lounge.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
How are you? I'm doing good.
All
right. I'm ready for our interview, so I'm excited.
All right, let's get it popping.
Well, as I told you, I have two websites. One is called The Players Lounge Online. And since you're an ex-jock and all, we'll get into the sports questions. The other website is called The Single Girl's Guide to Men. Mm-hmm. And what that is basically is kind of I can do battle by myself till I find what I'm looking for. So that's basically up your alley.
Until I find what I'm looking for.
Okay, so tell me about I Can Do Battle by Myself. And tell me about your character, Randy.
Well, I mean, in a nutshell, Taraji's like a flower that's been starved of sunshine, and Randy's the cloud. that's a simple way to log line it. But it's a story about an alcoholic jazz singer, Taraji P. Henson. No, I won't call her alcoholic. I'll call her heavy drinker. She's not addicted to alcohol. She just hasn't gone a day without drinking for a while. And she is living with a married man, my character, Randy.
Another married man? What is Tyler doing to you? He had you married in the last one in Daddy's Little Girl.
You know what,
now you're married now?
This morning, talking about some different projects and different portrayals, some good characters.
Okay.
Some different characters. And so I'm excited about that, but I asked to play Randy.
Okay.
I like playing characters that are disparate. I get to, test my chops. I get to, push myself. I get to develop my skills as an actor. I'm a student of the craft. And so I look for as many diverse roles as I can, Top the art is different from the family, it's different from great characters, so I can get that all by myself. I try not to do the same thing. Or too similar to things twice in a row, or twice at all, if I can help it. And when I read this script, and I knew that Taraji was a part of the movie, you left literally a shot. He said, "Sure, is this the role you interested in?" And I said, "Of course." The opportunity to work with Ms. Hampton, it's paramount, and it's a pleasure and a joy and a learning experience always to work with him. So that's why I wanted to do this particular project.
Okay. Tell me about your production company.
Media 3 Films.
Mm-hmm.
It is our mandate is pretty much to create multicultural genre films in the $5 to $15 million range, and just get more people of color, whether that's Black, Latino, Asian, Indian, in front of and behind the camera, producing, directing, writing, starring, all of the above. And I say multicultural because that's the face of the world. We look at Barack Obama in the White House all the way down. That's what I see when I look out at the world, and I want to see more of that represented on the screen.
Okay.
So we created this company, the Boris Kodjo, Sylvain White, myself, and Darius Kirksey, to go after that and try to create that instead of sitting back and waiting for somebody else to do it. We thought, time was now. We're educated. We know how to do this. We've sat in Hollywood for years between us, learning the game, and let's try to stake our claim and see if we can't help change the face of what's being put out there in the marketplace, because those are the images that the youngsters see, and I'd like to try to help some more positive images. Even in Randy, I see it as a positive image because there's consequences and repercussions to his actions, you know what I mean? And that was really important to me. I said to Tyler and Adam, let's make him get beat down. Let's make sure that this happens. You know, you can't have images of guys like that getting away with stuff. And if you can, you know, that's just one example. But in our other projects, we want to, you know, see some more positive images and examples of people, you know, a rainbow of people on big screen, small screen, and TV.
Okay. So what's next for you?
Currently working on Men of a Certain Age, TNT television series, premieres December 8th at 10 p.m. On TNT, starring Ray Romano, Andre Brower, Scott Bakula, and myself.
Nice.
After that, February 5th, The Cabin in the Woods, produced by Joss Whedon. People know him from Buffy and Angel fame. Directed by Drew Goddard. People are familiar with him from the movie Cloverfield. And Richard Jenkins, Bradley Whitford, myself, Chris Hemsworth, Jesse L. Williams, Amy Acker star. And it's a unique twist on The Cabin in the Woods formula. A little bit tongue-in-cheek, a little bit comedy, a little bit drama, a little bit horror, a little bit sci-fi. It's really a unique film. They screened it last week. I'm hearing rave reviews from the studio. So I'm excited about that one. I've never done a horror, thriller, sci-fi genre film. And again, you know, trying to spread my wings and try different things. And it was just such a blessing that Josh gave me the opportunity.
Okay.
And also I have my two philanthropic initiatives. Keisha Whitaker, Forrest Whitaker's wife, and I have an essay contest in our home state of Massachusetts for youngsters. Students, I'll say, ages 13 to 22, and we're basically trying to impress upon them the importance of being able to articulate yourself in the written format, especially as an artist. So we go out to singers, and we ask them to submit their lyrics, and then we'll produce their song for the winning submission. And we ask for aspiring actors and screenwriters to write a short script, and we will produce it. We'll produce the film for them for the winning script. We ask, we pose essay questions on the website.
Which is?
Take submissions, and we publish the winning essay in Boston publication. And then we also have a choreographer's contest. We ask them to write a treatment, tell us what their vision is that they want to see, you know, on the screen. And we take that best vision and we produce the choreographer demo so that they can then go out and get work. And we help get them exposure and kind of put them on the path to reaching their goals, because we want to celebrate those people that can articulate themselves, especially in writing, because it's getting lost in the internet. You know, the internet age, we're doing everything shorthand. We're Twittering, we're tweeting. You know, we're not writing long form like our grandparents and their parents used to do, or even my parents used to do. So trying to bring that back is it's important. And people can find information about that at www.wordsmatternow.org. And then my foundation, Warm the Kids, the acronym stands for We're All Role Models to Kids, has our big philanthropic weekend, Helping Hands Celebrity Weekend. Which that's the same name as the website, HelpingHandsCelebrityWeekend.org. In St. Thomas, July 21st through 25th, my partner Roland Williams and his organization, Youth Lifeline America, and my organization, Warm the Kids, are putting out a call to action to all our celebrity and athlete friends to join us. We will hand them money to play with, the house money, and we compete in a series of events and games, golf, deep sea fishing, a basketball game, auction, live entertainment, and basically compete for the money. If you win the money in poker tournament, if you win the money, you take it home for your foundation. So we're basically, you know, bringing the sizzle of celebrity involvement and the substance of everybody bringing their own foundation, get the media there to shine a light on all the folks doing positive things and what their organizations are about to educate and inform the country. And our goal is to impact the lives of 1 million young people between now and the end of the contest, and raise awareness of all the people, you know, in my profession and the athletic profession that are doing good and positive things for the community.
Y'all know me, cause all I do is ride around with the shoes. Got no knees, she got
you know, we had to go shopping one more time, right? Think we forgot something.
All we do is shopping till we drop it right there. Y'all know me, cause all I do is ride around with the shoes. Got no knees, she got me buying
shoes. I said if you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag. In the bag, I just throw it in the bag. I don't know how much it costs, but I know this bitch is bad. Walk up to that register like I ain't know it had a tag. I'm no liar, I don't front. I'ma buy her what she want. Cause your queen wants to get what she desire, what she want. If my lady like to eat, then I'ma buy her restaurants.
since she's such a boss bitch. She can hire who she want. She can help me blow this thing. She the fire to my blood. You can try her if you want, but it's gon' cost you. Bags with the G's, jeans with the horseshoe. She could go to work or chill like a boss do. That nigga ain't your nigga, let's he endorse you. They say it ain't tricking if you got it, they lying. I say it ain't tricking if you got her, she mine. You niggas ain't gotta worry about her, she fine. My player calls approved, you niggas decline.
If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
We up in Barney's going dumb again. Every time he leave the manager, they come again. Honestly, she's probably old enough to be my mama friend. She just want that feeling back, I make her feel young again. If a car decline, you need to check her shit and run again. They don't give you limits when you keep that money coming in. Yeah, just fold some paper around a magnet. As soon as it approves, you can throw it in the bag. She mature to say the least. And if I get a car, then she makes sure to pay the lease. She used to have a husband till she found out that he cheats. And then she filed for divorce and watched her bank account increase. She got a condo with a view, a house with a pool. Her son is 26, but he just went away to school. She always show me pictures of him, tell me that's a baby. I hope that I never meet him, that nigga look crazy. And I be spending all my lady chips. She got me feeling like my daddy back in 86. Yeah, she say she lucky that she is. No, I'm lucky that you mine, baby, you know what it is.
If you get money,
if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
I said if you get money,
if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
Shorty so nice, I don't mean polite. When I say nice, I mean looking right. And you can't put a price on son looking right. If they ask how much, tell them what it's looking like. Everything I buy fly, it's like I'm booking flights. If I want it, I'ma get it, that should not be taken light. And that's on everything, I got a crazy lady. So money ain't a thing, Jay-Z, J.D. Like Jay-Z's lady, it's beyond saying. Supporting your woman goes beyond paying. Watching me ball is like LeBron playing. I'm in them Louis shoes, you might see Kanye. They say it ain't tricking if you got it, they lying. I say it ain't tricking if you got her, she mine. You niggas ain't gotta worry about her, she fine. My player calls a pool, you niggas decline. Nice.
Y'all know me, all I do is ride around and get me cool. Got no need, she got me buying her them Fendi shoes.
If you get money, if you get money, if you get money, just throw it in the bag.
Let me show you what it is. I was birthed up top, I was raised at the bottom of the map. Where the girls all thick and the hottest nigga rap. If you're looking for the good, and we got him in a trap like
ooh-wee.
Took it from White Sneakster. This metaphor might sound a little confusing, but y'all really
know
me. I come a long way from a day's end. And other hotels that I stayed in. I took a lifestyle from mediocre to good, and now we say it's sitting at amazing. Girls trying to soho lobby us. Hear them all screaming, and it's probably us. But I can't blame females. Females can't really ignore something that's obvious. What you really expect when I strut through town? 2 or 3 days, I shut you down. Chillin' with the homie Trey Songz, you call him the prince. He read 2 up, 2 down. Anyone I know get used to me. I'm far from the man that I used to be. And I don't ever really kick game. I know you find it impressive whenever you introduce to me. Cause I'm a good dude, take pride in that. Need good lovin', I'm providing that. Understand that I'm worldwide, you get it how you want it, wherever you be residing at. Cause I do things from the M-Town to the UK and from Spain back out to Texas. This album for my fans, but yo, this hook is for my
this
exes.
This one is for you, girl. You know who you are, girl. Only show your face, cause you know that I'm a star, girl. But you're trying to make it, don't ever mistake it. Girl, my time is limited, and I ain't trying to waste it all on you.
You had your chance, now it's gone.
It's gone for you.
You had the main, now you don't.
Now you don't. Back to the basics, I think I made it. Now just make some noise if you wanna be my replacement, girl.
Ain't you never seen a youngin' so fly?
Probably not.
looking for something your type. I done left behind the love of my life, trying to find another one tonight. And if it's you, baby, let yourself be seen.
Don't matter, skirts,
dresses or jeans, I got that work, know what I mean. And I'm flexing on my ex, if you know what I mean.
This one is for you, girl, you know who you are, girl. Only show your face, cause you know that I'm a star, girl. But you're trying to make it, don't ever mistake it. Girl, my time is limited, I ain't trying to waste it all on you.
You had your chance, now it's gone.
It's gone for you.
You had a man, now you're gone.
Back to the basics, I think I made it. I just made some noise.
Mama do she get picked up with some take out till they slip up and then they break out. But it's another story over here Drake has, cause I'm dripped up and I'm draped out. And I'm lean back, scoping, looking for a woman that I should wife, who got just the right amount of loyalty in it, but still anticipating us living a good life. We go L-A-V-A-N-Y-T-O, sunshine and that heat stroke, and that fur hoods and that deep snow. We had breakfast in the bedroom, and break bread downstairs in the basement. Since Jane Kales ain't doing a thing no more, guess me and the boy songs the replacement.
It's for you, girl, you know who you are, girl. Only show your face, cause you know that I'm a star, girl. But you're trying to make it, don't ever mistake it. Girl, my time is limited, I ain't trying to waste it all on you.
You had your chance, now it's gone.
It's gone for you.
You had the main, now you don't,
now you don't. Back to the basics, I think I made it. I just make some noise if you wanna be my replacement, girl.
All right, that was our double dose of Drake with Fabulous featuring Drake with Just Throw It in the Bag, as well as Drake featuring Trey Songz with Replacement Girl. Damn, that's cold. Anyway, we're going to get right back into our interview.
Well, as I told you, I have a lot of friends who are athletes, but you and I have a mutual friend, which is Kyla. I went on your website, obviously. I did not know that you played for the Patriots.
Yeah, I played with Ty. Ty's my brother. I got the chance to catch up with him in at the Super Bowl this year, and I'm hoping that he was telling me he was looking at a property in Atlanta, and I have a house in Sandy Springs. So I'm hoping he might become a new neighbor, so I'll be hanging out with him more. Good man. A good friend. And, yeah. How do you know Ty?
Actually, I met Ty when I used to write for ESPN, and Ty comes to a lot of the charity events that, like I said, that I've supported throughout the years. So I've gotten to know him that way. I had friends on the Patriots, so I met him that way. He's a great guy. Whenever I see him, he's always respectful, and he's about his family, and he's about his business. He's a good guy, so. I know you're good by association.
Appreciate that.
How long did you play?
In and out, two seasons. Never really was, a star or anything like that. Like, Ty never even really got a chance to really do my thing because an injury comes up and cut me short. With the Patriots, briefly, two games. Tore my hamstring in half. Went to the World League, tore it again. And basically spent the next close to 12 months trying to rehab and get it back. But with that kind of injury, you don't wait long enough to just keep hurting it again and again. And I was playing professional lacrosse in the off season, so I never got a chance to heal. And after you miss some time, you really start to be a step slower. And having my Dartmouth degree, I was getting those phone calls saying, do some other things in the meantime. And I went and picked up my stockbroker certificates, and the transition was made, and I never really came back to it, and decided about 6 months after I had my certificate as a stockbroker that wasn't really what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, even though I could make a lot of money. So I made the transition, and then I made the transition away from Wall Street and headed back out to California to try to potentially go back to a professional camp. The Raiders was my goal, and was approached by a casting director and offered an opportunity to audition for a television series, Moesha. And that door opened, and I closed that other door and kind of transitioned. So it's always been about, transitions and opportunity for me.
Well, So how important do you think it is for young people who, I mean, obviously you had a goal of being an athlete and ended up becoming an actor, but you had your education fall back on. How important do you think it is to at least have that plan B?
I think you know, plan B is a necessity. My plan B was always my education. When I was in high school, started out being recruited. My dad's a professional basketball player, Boston Celtics, 69-81, JoJo White. Red Arp, number one mentor, like a grandfather to me, if you will, the owner of the Celtics. And coming up, you know, as a sophomore in high school, I started getting the recruiters coming for basketball, baseball. I had trained to lacrosse, so I started getting the recruiters for lacrosse and football. And Red sat me down, and you know, I'm looking at the bigger schools, you know, thinking I want to be on TV every Saturday. And Red said, why don't you look at some of these Ivy League schools? Scouts are so savvy these days. They look everywhere, and they'll find you if you have the talent. You know, you'll get invited to the camps. You can get drafted if you're at an Ivy League school or one of the little Ivies. And he was the one to tell me to look at schools like Harvard, Brown, and Dartmouth, which is where I eventually went, because you know, he thought I had the skills and the chops, but he also knew that with my sport of choice, football, the career path is, you know, the longevity in football is 2-3 years is the average career. So he was like, you need this plan B, and you know, more than likely it won't work out. And you know, true words have never been spoken. So it's imperative that young people give themselves that foundation, that education, so they can have any and every option. A liberal arts education specifically was what I got at Dartmouth, and that allowed me to be prepared to do anything and everything life has thrown at me.
Okay. And what advice would you give to an aspiring actor?
I'd go back to that last question and say, first and foremost, get your education, because 99.9% of all actors that are in the union don't work. And especially in this market. And so, you know, if you don't have a plan B and you don't in the lean times have, you know, options and abilities to make money to support yourself, and if you have a family to support your family, then you are going to struggle. And also, secondarily to that, acting or entertainment, I would say, is not something you do because you expect to make money. It's something you do because you can't live without it. You know, you should want to do it for free. You know, community theater should satisfy your thirst. It shouldn't be, I want to be on the big screen. You know, because again, 99% of actors that do work are never going to be in a big movie. You know, they're going to work in TV, they're going to work in theater, they're going to work in commercials and stuff like that, which is fantastic. I do all of that. But, you know, the goal can start out being, you know, to be the Will Smith or to be Russell Crowe. It's got to be, I love to do it. And I'm just going to do it because it fulfills me and makes me happy. And that's what I would say to young people. If you love to do it and you'll do it for free, then definitely it's something that you should pursue. If the goal is to, you know, loftier than that, you know, so you might want to rethink why you're going after it.
Happen. that's right. One minute I'm lonely, but I'm only, but there's something in your eye. And I know it's not just a song. And I know it's not just a song. And I know it's not just a drink. And I know it's not a dream. But whatever it might be, whatever.
They don't seem famous. Where you come from on this lonely night? I swear God must have made lightning strike and I bottled it up. You hit the red carpet and modeled it up. We hopped in the Rari and throttled it up. Now everybody clapping, they bravoed it up. All just because it's more than a buzz, more than a drink. But I took a few sips and let it do what it does. Now I'm drunk texting like it's all about you. Like I can't spend another minute without you. You know that drink lets you say things you ain't allowed to. Things that you feel but you're way too proud to say out loud. Cause niggas gon' clown you. Put your black baby down, people is around you. I put my Mac baby down. I ain't tryna hound you, just tryna take you where the stars gon' surround you. And maybe ice down you, and maybe white gown you, and maybe we should talk about all this after I found you. You know I'm just playing with you. I know a lot of people mad cause they ain't with you. Wait, is it because we on the moon? Tell us, say that, hey, we'll be home soon.
There's something you do that got me walking on the moon.
Hey Kanye, it's your man Tyrese, remix. I love you for this one, baby. Let's go.
You don't know how far I will go to make sure that you.
She make calls out the blue. Now I'm awake, sleeping soon. Hey, 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 don't say you will. So fly,
in my room. Can't waste no time, she might leave soon.
Repertoire be so impeccable. 150,000 show back rub to Sandro. Hey, and what that say? Richard Mir on the wrist, I caught a buy in Dubai. I be the flyest skin that you ever seen before. Butterfly doors, of course, a few homes. I got real estate paper making my money count. I got a wardrobe of clothes you can't even pronounce. Should I do the Audemars tomorrow? I might bob the bar with a bad bitch in Mardi Gras. No, let me pop off in Monaco. Bag me a Frencho, don't speak no Anglo. I'm a bully with the bucks. 7-inch lip, 26 inches for the dish. It's a love switch in. If my nigga Kanye gon' sing, you gave Black Tie reason to dream, so let it go. Grab your neck, I touch your soul. Take off your cool, then lose control.
University, basically money ain't a thing to me. If it ain't got leather on it, I ain't riding in it. If it ain't got a tail number, I ain't flying in it. Sip some wine in it, I'm too grown for that. Ace of spades, wearing braids, I'm afraid that you don't understand what grown money is. You kids, I'm getting money, go for them.
That's the way it is.
And I don't speak metaphors, I do meta fives. Billionaire boys, toys club in the G5. I'm on some Willie Smith ish with a gas station at the house. I keep a bad Brazilian chick with me in her mouth.
And I'ma dedicate the song to you haters. We getting money from the block and you haters. We won't stop, so move out the way. They got something else to say, yeah.
I wish this song would really come true. I admit I still fantasize about you.
To me, said I want you to know, you gotta keep your word to me.
You can call me, you can call me. I will be right there for you, babe.
Said we don't know how far I'll go.
Tell me that you
keep your word to me.
said to me, oh, it's the last time you ever gonna lie to someone. Yeah. To be continued.
Okay, that was our girl Jasmine Sullivan with Dream Big. Then we have The Dream with Walking on the Moon and my boy Kanye West featuring Tyrese with Don't Say You Will remix. Let's get back in here to our interview.
Okay, so are you currently single?
I am not. I'm not married, but I'm not single.
Okay, for sure. Okay, so what type of woman catches your eye?
To me, it's how the first thing I notice is how a woman carries herself. You know, she can walk into a room. There could be 50 women that walk in the room, and only one of them is going to catch my eye by the way she presents herself to the world, carries herself, her confidence, you know, her swag. Most of that is nonverbal. And, you know, it's attention to detail. I will look at, you know, how a woman takes care of herself. You know, because it says a lot about, you know, the content of their character. If they care enough to, you know, take care of themselves on the outside and present themselves in a certain way. I'm a big intellect man. I love a smart, confident woman. I'm a big ambition man. I love a goal-oriented, ambitious woman. You know, I love a woman that challenges me, a strong woman. I have 5 younger sisters. I was raised by my mother, Estelle. So those are my role models. You know, I'm a big fan of women. You know, and I was raised by, you know, a house full of women. All strong women. All my younger sisters are college grads, except for the baby who's in college now. And so an educated woman. You know, those are the elements that I look for in a partner. And then, you know, I think I mentioned a sense of humor, but that's very, very important, because at the end of the day, in a relationship, what's most important is being able to share the most boring and mundane things together. You know, well, what you're going to watch on TV, what you're going to talk about, what you're going to read.
The quiet moment.
The quiet moments. So yeah. You know, I look for those things right away. And then all the other things you can work on, you can develop. But those things are the core essentials.
Okay. So I know that you were raised by your mom. And your grandmother had a strong influence. And like you said, you have 5 younger sisters. How do you think just that strong female presence in your life has shaped you as a man and the type of man that you want to be for your woman?
It's enhanced and forced me to develop my communication skills, to be able to articulate the way I feel in a way that's clear to the person I'm trying to communicate to. I mean, women are, by and large, much more emotional creatures than most men, and, you know, use their words much better with each other than most men do with each other. So I've had to learn in a house full of women with no men around to just make it through the day without rubbing people the wrong way. So I've had to learn how to use my words and how to communicate. I think women are, by and large, just better communicators than men. And I think that's the skill that I've learned and developed most because of being raised by a house full of women.
Okay. What do you think is a must-have in making a relationship last?
A must-have? Communication is key. I mean, it's the number one essential thing. If there's no communication, there is no relationship. You know, lots of stuff happens. You're basically intertwining 2 individual lives. And it's a shared thing. You know, neither person owns each other. Everybody has their own identity. And then you're sharing the majority of your life. You have to be able to communicate, you know, what you need, what you want, what you desire from each other and for each other as you move through that journey.
Okay. In a relationship, what's the absolute deal breaker?
What's the absolute deal breaker?
Mm-hmm.
For me, I would never, you know, move forward in a relationship with a woman that didn't want to have a family. You know, family's real important. I come from a large family. And I think marriage is for family in this day and age. In 2009, I mean, you could be with somebody and love somebody and be in a monogamous relationship forever and not even get married. But I think the institution of marriage is created to develop a family. So that family has the same last name. You know, they're going to be together. You're building your tribe. You're staking your claim. You're trying to find your piece of, you know, your piece of land in this earth and build your family and continue the generations. And I think that would be the deal breaker for me.
Players Lounge. Baby, I got your voicemail earlier, but I'm confused.
Yep.
For a minute, it sounded like you was, like, trying to dump me.
And then it comes to me, like an epiphany.
Never that. She feeling herself, I'm feeling it too. Your heart. heart is my home, what can I build this into? I won't break it in half, no peel it in two. She a pill of my mama, I'm just spilling the truth. I love taking her shopping, I be picking the shoes. She be picking the fights, I'm no difficult dude. I'm just different from duds, got her catching the buzz. Hooked on to what I does, I'm just so deep in love.
Second night in the
baby, please don't blow me out. Let me melt on your body until I get you around. Who you mad at? Tell me who you mad at. That's what I tell her while I wax that. But she's leaving on the next plane, and I don't know if she'll be back again. Said I'm doing wrong, that's why she wanna get rid of me. Feeling came over, something like an epiphany. Baby, don't you get rid of me. You are the epitome of everything I want in a woman, girl. Literally.
Coming in just past the horizon.
the sky ends.
Out there on the ocean, know my ship is coming in, so don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come. I will travel to the seven seas.
I will even go.
My destiny is like fighting with gravity, and it's bringing me down. If this world is really round, then tell me how. Is this enough for you to come around?
Now the tide is coming in, I see the waves flow.
Sky ends. South there on the ocean, know my ship is coming in, so don't leave me hanging. I've been waiting too long for this moment. My ship has finally come.
That was Chrisette Michelle's Epiphany remix with Rick Ross and Joelle Santana and Kajon on the Ocean, which is one of my new favorite songs, okay? So I want to thank Brian J. White for coming in and chilling with us in the lounge. And I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Oh my God, it's been a long time since I've done the show, and I've gotten your emails and I've gotten your hits on my page and your friends requests, and I just want to say thank you for coming out to support the show, because it means a lot to me that you guys care enough to come and see the show even when I'm not around, to let me know that I have to start getting better. But I'm working on my other site, which is the singlegirlsguidetomen.com, and it's taking up a lot of my time, but I promise you I will not let the Prayers Lounge falter again, okay? So just hang in there with us. Hey, if you want to drop me a line, make sure you can email me back at nbanks@thesinglegirlsguidetomen.com or info@theplayerslounge.online, and I promise you I'll respond to as many emails as I get. Thank you, have a great day, and stay good and stay blessed. One
Players Lounge.